Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today. The time has come. It didn't prove to be a completely traditional Friday afternoon here at Issues Etc., but we did keep Issues Etc. soundbite of the week for the very last half hour, and now is your opportunity to play Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. If you've never done it before, it's really very simple. You have nothing to fear. All you need to do is listen to the soundbites that we're going to play. We're going to play four of them. They're rather short. And then, after you've listened, decide for yourself which one you think should be Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You may like it, you may not like it, you may disagree, you may agree. You may find it something remarkable that you want to hear or you want somebody else to hear or you've never heard before. Those are all good reasons for voting for one of these soundbites as Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. You vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, or sending us an email, talkback at issuesetc.org, or a tweet at issuesetc, or at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Here's soundbite number one. It comes from Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the power of mysticism.
It's like drug-like. And it really is about the inner experience. You're using the outer experiences to create the inner experience. So whatever outer experience gives me the greatest inner feeling, the greatest roller coaster rush of emotions, the highest peak that I can find. And this trails really easily into much of what passes for church and worship today. I tend to call it revivalism. Most other people call it contemporary worship. It's not contemporary. It's 200 years old. It's called revivalism, which is the belief that by using new measures, the latest, greatest music, particularly, the most moving music you can possibly find for any culture, by using this, we can manipulate the emotions of the congregation in such a way that they will be convinced that God is present by the emotions we create in them. And the author of this, the creator of this, Charles Finney, was very clear about this, that it is up to man to do this, that we can use any means possible to move people to putting their trust in Christ, to an act of will which would choose for Christ. And he believed firmly that catchy music was the best way to do this, because you could convince the people that that is in fact God. Potent and powerful is underestimated. I don't think we have words to describe how strong mysticism can be.
That's soundbite number one, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the power of mysticism. Well, here's soundbite number two. It comes from Pastor Matt Harrison, president of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod, and his thoughts after the general election.
Well, I think we are slipping as a nation into paganism, and we should expect that this erosion will continue apace. It would have continued apace, although you may have had, with a Republican victory, you had had a slowing of that pace on the national agendas sort of happening. However, it would continue apace locally. It's just the time in which we live, and we're called to live, and it means we bear witness, confess with charity, but also we're going to be called ever more forthrightly and more often to stand up. And we're at, as we see, the fortunes of Christianity receding from this country. We're at the point where really a lot of our effort is going to have to be put at making sure we don't have our rights trampled on as Christians, and that's going to mean court battles. It's where we're given to be. The early church was in a much more difficult situation. We're going to be in an increasingly difficult situation. The gospel flourishes. The Lord is in his heavens, and the purification will make his church all the better for it. So bring it on.
All right. That's soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison, his thoughts after the general election. That brings us to soundbite number three for your consideration. This one comes from Pastor Jim Remke, our pastor's roundtable. Here he is explaining Jesus' words, "Render unto Caesar that which is Caesar, and unto God that which is God's."
The heart and soul of the answer that Christ gives is pointing us to the gospel when he says, therefore, render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's. Here on this little coin is an inscription that is a symbol, an icon of the authority of the Roman government. And here in this man, Jesus Christ, is an icon of God's grace. And he's saying, render to God the things that are God's. And where's he going after this? This is in the midst of Holy Week. I mean, they're asking, should we pay this little coin? And Christ is going to go and pay for the sins of the world. He's going to render unto God the things that are God's for these men who so shamelessly mock God, who so shamelessly try to flatter Jesus, who so shamelessly try to trip him up and to trap him. Christ is going to the cross to pay the tax for them that they could not pay. The inscription of God's grace and mercy that's inscribed on his hands and feet on the cross and in the image of God Almighty made flesh for all people. Like all people, in all ways except sinning, he's paying the tax, and Christ very well knows what he's there for. He says to them, you render to Caesar the things that are Caesar's and to God the things that are God's, and I will show you what God's payment is. I will be the payment that you cannot be.
All right, that's soundbite number 3. It's Pastor Jim Remke, Jesus' words, render unto Caesar. Should it be soundbite of the week? Get ready to vote. Here comes soundbite number 4. It's Scott Klusendorf on the future of the pro-life movement.
You know, Todd, I too want to see the day where Roe is reversed, and that needs to be a huge goal. We need to see the unborn protected in law. And any Christian that says right now, well, we need to disengage from the political realm and just stick to preaching the gospel, or we need to just stick to pregnancy center ministry, these people have no idea what they're talking about, and they do not understand the gravity of the moral evil in front of us. Think about where we're at, and you summed it up very well a moment ago. We have a president and a political party dedicated to the proposition that an entire class of human beings can be set aside to be killed. That is no light matter, and that demands a spiritual, moral, and political response, and we've got to do all three.
All right, those are our sound bites. Soundbite number 1, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the power of mysticism. Soundbite number 2, Pastor Matt Harrison, his thoughts after the general election. Soundbite number 3, Pastor Jim Remke, Jesus' words, render unto Caesar. And soundbite number 4, Scott Klusendorf on the future of the pro-life movement. Now it's time for you to vote. 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MYIE, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesETC. Your votes after this.
The grace of God, the church's music, the Lord's Supper, every service, every Sunday, and Wednesdays too, preaching Christ crucified and risen. There is hope in St. Louis, Hope Lutheran Church, that is, 5218 Neosho Street, St. Louis, Missouri, or find us on the web at hopelutheranstl.org.
Right now, many churches are planning their budgets for the next fiscal year. Your church can support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. by joining the Issues Etc. 300. We're looking for 300 congregations to include $1,000 in their mission or advertising budgets. Find out more about the Issues Etc. 300 on the support page of our website, issuesetc.org. Don't miss your congregation's budget deadline. Download the flyer and present it to your congregation today.
Providing artillery support for the church militant on the front lines, you're listening to Issues Etc.
Steadfast Lutherans. People who believe that traditional Lutheran preaching, liturgy, and hymnody continue to deliver Christ crucified for sinners today. The Reformation attempted to return the Church's focus on what we do for God back to a focus on what God does for us, that Christ died for our sins in accordance with the Scriptures. Some things never change. The gospel is still under attack from inside and outside the Church. To see how Lutheran doctrine and practice preserve the gospel, visit steadfastlutherans.org.
If your travels bring you to Northwest Indiana, the saints of Heritage Lutheran Church in Valparaiso invite you to join us for a Christ-centered, cross-focused divine service at 9 a.m. on Sunday morning. For more information about visiting Heritage, please contact Pastor Joseph Ostafinski by calling 219-464-2810 or sending an email to heritagelc@frontier.com. You can also visit us on the web at www.heritage-lcms.org.
I know what's wrong, and I'm going to give you the fact. You got the vote. Everybody needs to vote.
It's Friday afternoon, November the 16th. It's time for you to vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And it's your opportunity to win the LPR Bundle Package. That's an I Have Issues t-shirt, an Issues Etc. travel mug, pen, bumper sticker, and the brand new Issues Etc. and Lutheran Public Radio mouse pad. That's the LPR Bundle Package. You'll go to one of our voters, the voter with the best vote for Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week. And you vote by giving us a call, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MY-I-E. Send us an email right here in the studio, talkback@issuesetc.org, a tweet at issuesetc, or vote at our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc, facebook.com/issuesetc. Soundbite number one, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the power of mysticism. Soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison, his thoughts after the general election. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jim Remke on Jesus' words, render unto Caesar. And soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on the future of the pro-life movement. Let's go first to Kansas City, where Mike is listening on the line. Hi, Mike.
Yeah, hi, Pastor Wilkin. I wish people listening would consider supporting Issues, et cetera. It's a great resource. And I'm going to have to vote for Pastor Fisk. I think I really appreciated the point that he was making concerning whipping people up into an emotional state. And I really think that there's a term for this. I think it's called syncretism. I mean, really what you have here is people who are taking cultural practices, what is culturally popular, and mixing it with Christianity. It's really no different than an African tribe, you know, that would mix animism with their newfound Christianity. And I think God looks at this just like he did the people of Israel while Moses was on Mount Sinai. I think it's just as contemptible in his sight.
Mike, thank you very much, and thanks for listening in Kansas City. That's a vote for soundbite number one, Pastor Jonathan Fisk on the power of mysticism. What about the rest of you? 1-877-623-6943. 877-623-MY-I-E. Next up in Illinois, here's Scott.
Hey, good afternoon. Soundbite number three was a close second, beautifully spoken, but I'm going to go with Pastor Fisk's soundbite number one because it presents the errors and methods of mysticism so transparently, and I'm going to vote for it also because as a church musician, this is a bit of a hobby horse of mine. In revivalist churches, they pay people to design musical performances for the purpose of psychological manipulation. In Lutheran churches, we pay accompanists to help release the congregation's song, striking a balance between leading and getting out of their way. And I'd just like to add that it doesn't necessarily take contemporary-sounding music to get you to arrive at a mystical experience. That's kind of the cloak-and-dagger approach of music from the Teze community in France. It's strikingly beautiful, very simple, very repetitive, and championed by papist mystics. We have a few pieces in Lutheran Service Book from Teze, so be careful how you use them.
All right. Well, thank you very much, Scott, and thanks for listening in Illinois. That's another vote for Pastor Fisk, soundbite number one, the power of mysticism. A. O'Connor, listening in East Flanders, Belgium. That's nice to hear from Belgium. Says, I hope I'm not too late to register my vote for Pastor Remke for soundbite of the week. That's soundbite number three. I've never heard a better or more moving explanation of this passage. It brought tears to my eyes and joy to my heart. And thank you for listening in Belgium, Mr. O'Connor. I believe it's a Mr. O'Connor. Paul listens in California. He says, my vote this week is for soundbite number one, Pastor Fisk on mysticism. I can't really say my comment better than Pastor Fisk did. He, however, illustrates one of my greatest arguments, pet peeves, if you will, against contemporary worship in today's Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. The use of the rock or mystical music and repetitive I words are to manipulate the emotions of the congregation is one of the greatest influences in the shallowing of theological and biblical understanding of the church. Replacing the words of Scripture, mostly of hymnody, with the effective I terms of one of, is one of the most dangerous things that we can do in the church. And using manipulative music to assist it makes it that much worse. After all, if it's all about me, why do I need the Bible? What's next, Arminianism and decision theology? Paul, thanks for listening in California. Daniel listens in Iowa. He says, my vote is for President Harrison's bite. That would be soundbite number two. He says, it takes courage to speak the truth as he has, and there's no confusion as to what the problems are that we Christians face. Thanks for listening in Iowa, Daniel. Jerry listens in Princeton, Minnesota. Scott Klusendorf's comments inspire Christians not to give up in protecting the unborn, but to be even more determined to live out their faith in this important arena. And that's a vote for soundbite number four from Jerry in Princeton, Minnesota. Thanks for listening up there. Jody listens in Wisconsin, in Frederick, Wisconsin. It's a tough choice this week, but number four gets my vote. That would be Scott Klusendorf. He says, it makes it clear that we as pastors must address the moral issues facing society. Thanks for listening to Wisconsin. Peggy is, that's a Canadian listener, in Victoria, British Columbia, voting for Pastor Remke, soundbite number three. His comment adds so much depth to that verse, which is so familiar, and it makes it new. I will never forget it. Thank you for your vote, and thanks for listening in Canada. Lisa says, a vote for Pastor Fisk, soundbite number one. It's so unfortunate. The mystic movement has bled out so much. It's become a norm of Christian worship in people's outlook of their daily vocations. Mysticism wreaks so much havoc. Sadly, it's an epidemic here in Jacksonville, Florida. Oh, thanks for listening in Florida, Lisa. Still plenty of times for your votes. 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-6943. Send your vote to us via email. We'll get it right here in real time in the studio. TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org, TalkBackAtIssuesETC.org. Send us a tweet at IssuesETC or vote at our Facebook fan page, Facebook.com/IssuesETC, Facebook.com/IssuesETC. Is it going to be soundbite number one, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, on the powers of mysticism? Soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison, his thoughts after the general election. Soundbite number three, Pastor Jim Remke, Jesus' words, render unto Caesar. Or soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf on the future of the pro-life movement. 1-877-623-6943. Talk back at issuesetc.org or facebook.com/issuesetc. We're getting some votes there for Pastor Fisk. He's a regular guest here on the program, a virtual soundbite machine, as I like to call some of our guests. Well, if you like the short things he has to say, those little bites that he has to say here on the Air of Issues, etc., you're going to love the long things he has to say. He's written an entire book, by the way. It's called Broken: 7 Christian Rules That Every Christian Ought to Break as Often as Possible, and it's available on pre-order from Concordia Publishing House. 1-800-325-3040, 1-800-325-3040. 40. It's kind of, if you've ever watched his Worldview Everlasting videos or heard him here on Issues, etc., it's Fisk in print form. It's called Broken, and you can browse before you buy at our website, issuesetc.org. It's the Issues, etc., book of the month for November. Daniel in Virginia says, I won't be available at the time given, but my choice, and it's a difficult choice anyway, all are important, relevant issues to deal with. I tend to lean towards soundbite number four, as the pro-life moment is something very near and dear to my heart. Thanks for listening in Virginia. That's a soundbite vote for soundbite number four, Scott Klusendorf. Eric listens in Pennsylvania. He says he's voting for soundbite number two, Pastor Matt Harrison. In a world of fear-mongering and anti-Christian worldviews, his words are a sobering reminder that the Lord is with us, and especially during these apprehensive last days. Well, the winner, according to your vote for Soundbite of the Week on this Friday afternoon, is soundbite number one, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, The Power of Mysticism.
It's like drug-like. And it really is about the inner experience. You're using the outer experiences to create the inner experience. So whatever outer experience gives me the greatest inner feeling, the greatest roller coaster rush of emotions, the highest peak that I can find. And this trails really easily into much of what passes for church and worship today. I tend to call it revivalism. Most other people call it contemporary worship. It's not contemporary. It's 200 years old. It's called revivalism, which is the belief that by using new measures, the latest, greatest music, particularly the most moving music you can possibly find for any culture, by using this, we can manipulate the emotions of the congregation. in such a way that they will be convinced that God is present by the emotions we create in them. And the author of this, the creator of this, Charles Finney, was very clear about this, that it is up to man to do this, that we can use any means possible to move people to putting their trust in Christ, to an act of will which would choose for Christ. And he believed firmly that catchy music was the best way to do this, because you could convince the people that that is, in fact, God. Potent and powerful is underestimated. I don't think we have words to describe how strong mysticism can be.
That's the winner of Soundbite of the Week, Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week this week, Pastor Jonathan Fisk, The Power of Mysticism. The LPR bundle package this Friday goes to Peggy in Victoria, British Columbia, Canada. If you would send us your mailing address, talkback@issuesetc.org, please include your shirt size as well, and we'll send you the LPR bundle package. Folks, how would you like people to know about the church where you'll be attending this weekend, your home congregation? You go there, you hear the Word of God preached faithfully. Sacraments are administered according to Christ's institution. It's law and gospel, and the gospel predominates. It's Christ and Him crucified in every sermon, every Sunday. May not be a big place, but it's the right place. Well, you can tell others about your faithful Lutheran congregation by having your congregation join the Issues Etc. 300. It's our congregational support program. And one of the great benefits of being part of the Issues Etc. 300 is having your congregation advertised here on the radio, at our website, on our podcasts, and in the Issues Etc. journal. All that and more for your congregation being part of the Issues Etc. 300. You can find out more at our website. There's a one-page flyer, issuesetc.org. Click support. You'll find the flyer right there for you to download and print. Take to your congregation. Right now, they're probably making a budget decision for 2013. Let one of those decisions be to join the Issues Etc. 300, and we thank you in advance. The manipulation. Church should be the last place in the world that you go to be manipulated. Church should be the last place in the world that anyone would think of manipulating your emotions for whatever reason, to whatever end. We live in a world that is constantly trying to manipulate our emotions, our feelings, to change our mind through music and spectacle. That shouldn't happen at church. Church should be a place for the truth, for honesty, and for the power of God's Word and God's Word alone to change hearts through that faithful preaching of law and gospel. I'm Todd Wilkin. I'll talk with you Monday. Thanks for listening to Issues Etc.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address: Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio. Christological.
My friends, Jesus comes only for sinners.
Historical.
I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by...
Sacramental.
Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given unto death for your sins.
To find a Christological, historical, and sacramental church near you, go to issuesetc.org and click Find a Church.